with a Ripper murder. His wife and his father go with him to court. Mrs. Thatcher sacked Mr. Norman Stevens and Sir Angus Moore. The metro line's running again, and there are fewer absentees. And Duncan Goodhue goes faster on ice. Good evening. A Bradford man, questioned by Yorkshire Ripper Squad detectives since Friday, has been charged with the murder of the student Jacqueline Hill last November. He's Peter William Sutcliffe, aged 35, a lorry driver from the Bradford suburb of Heaton. He was arrested in Sheffield on Friday night. Mr. Sutcliffe is married. He and his wife have no children. This evening, more than 1,000 people waited outside the magistrate's court in Dewsbury, where he was remanded in custody for 8 days. His wife and his father sat in court for the brief hearing. Ken Reese was there too.
The crowd began to gather early this morning outside the courtroom in freezing weather. They had a long wait. It was nearly 5 o'clock before the police convoy arrived outside the tiny court. They numbered up to 1,000 and lines of police held them back. There was a great deal of noisy shouting, much of it obscene. Before the doors of the van were opened, the accused man's father was hurried in. The crowd yelled at him too. Then, under a blanket, Peter Sutcliffe, surrounded by police, was walked a few yards to the court doorway.
The noise outside should be heard inside, and the start of the hearing was delayed for fully half an hour. He was named as Mr. Peter Sutcliffe, born in 1946, a married man living in Bradford. He was accused that between the 16th and 19th of November last, he murdered Jacqueline Hill, a student, at Headingley near Leeds. And the second charge referred to the theft of two number plates between the 13th and the 2nd of January. Magistrates asked Mr. Sutcliffe if he wished to apply for legal aid, and the only time he spoke in court was when he said, yes, he did. He was remanded in custody for 8 days, and he'll appear again here.